As India faces its worst flooding in a century, rebuilding's not going to be an easy task. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. From a deadly monsoon season in Asia to Arab Christians getting theological resources, we're bringing urgent prayer requests before you as the body of Christ. Keep listening to find your place in the story. We'll begin today with a look at the wake of historic flooding. Indian officials are saying it's going to take around $3 billion to rebuild Kerala State over the next 2 years. The government's also turning away offers of international relief aid, depending instead on their own domestic resources. A friend of Asian Access spoke with us about the latest developments.
The damage is extensive damage. Okay, I mean, it's just going to be enormous task of rebuilding. Thousands and thousands of homes have been destroyed. The whole process of rehabilitation as well as, you know, helping people to get back on their feet, it's going to be enormous task.
Over 1 million people have been displaced by the floods and are taking shelter in relief camps. Please continue to surround this situation in prayer.
People have all come out in numbers to help each other. And I think you need to pray that the church will continue to use this opportunity to share the love of Christ through helping people get on their feet, especially people who have lost everything.
Next, the Program for Theological Education by Extension is bringing its courses into the age of technology through its new e-learning project. PTEE's e-learning director, Dr. Rick Weymouth, says the project is currently in its field testing stage.
We want to expand our already wide reach across the Arab world into even more countries and make it even more accessible and more affordable to students. So we want to equip and empower believers wherever they live in the Arab world, in their communities, in their churches, in their local contexts. And e-learning is going to help us to fulfill our mission.
However, there's another unique advantage to this project. PTEE's e-learning program will bring students together through online forums, which will help unify Arab believers across the Arab world. This includes the younger generations and the Arab diaspora. Would you help? Start by praying for the completion and the success of this project. We've got more details in just a moment. You're listening to Mission Network News. Imagine trying to raise kids and fight off life-changing disease without the ability to go home. For 8 mothers in Uganda, that was daily life until Compassion International's indigenous partners took notice.
They all needed new homes for the physical development of these children. They were living in small huts made of mud and thatched roofs, and there's leaking and poor hygiene.
That's why Compassion's Aaron Carmen says they're sending $38,000 for the construction of 8 new homes. It's an extension of their mission to meet the physical and spiritual needs of these families.
Our goal is to be the hands and feet of Jesus to these families. Whether or not they believe in Christ, we are showing him his love by helping to provide for just basic needs even.
Pray that Compassion International can continue to reach their neighbors with the hope of Christ in Uganda and around the world. And after waiting 3 months, World Missionary Press has finally received printing permission from Mexico's Bible Society. The ministry will reprint its scripture booklet, Help from Above, in one of the Mayan languages. This triumph came after the World Missionary Press National Coordinator in Mexico scheduled a meeting with the Bible Society. But, according to Helen Williams, the Freight Shipments Coordinator for World Missionary Press, the wait was totally worth it. The man the National Coordinator met with had been affected by the same booklet years prior.
Once he saw the booklet, he said, "Oh, I know this booklet." He said, "I remember it. It came to me at a time in my life when I was looking for the Lord. I was thirsty and hungry, and this booklet helped me find the Lord."
Printing permission was given not just because this man had been affected by the booklet, but because he knows how it can impact Mexico. Pray that this booklet would get into the hands of people who are thirsting for God, and pray that it'll help quench their thirst for the gospel. More details on this can be found at our website. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.